Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Monday. It's a challenge for many in many different ways, but the big news is apparently after 41 days, we're looking at a possible end to the government shutdown. And every Monday, we're joined by Lenny McAllister, our resident political analyst. And Lenny, thank you for braving rush hour traffic on Mondays, taking your boys to school or staying home, whatever you deal with to get here.
Well, I always enjoy being here, Larry. It's good to see you as always. And just, you know, the Parkway East is, you know, the Parkway East. There's a reason why it's called the Beast of the East.
You know, originally, Squirrel Hill Tunnel was supposed to have three. So there would be double tunnels on the way in and double tunnels on the way out, rush hour. But somebody took a pencil and scratch those years ago.
They don't realize that was actually a typo. They didn't mean to do that. It was a smudge with somebody's coffee back in, you know, 1953 when they were initially planning this. This was a late night session that eliminated, you know, easier traffic for us all living in the East.
All right, let's dial back to Friday. As you're aware, Pennsylvania, one of the states that fully funded SNAP. Kind of surprised a lot of people. 2 million Pennsylvanians received some level of SNAP benefits. Then the Supreme Court later overturned an appellate court's sanctioning of the administration must pay the SNAP benefits. Now the administration's saying, okay, since we got the Supreme Court to put a temporary halt to that, they want the states to halt, but I don't know how they're going to get money back that's already been sent out.
That's one. And two, here's this whole, and it's funny, this is the beauty of the Constitution and the complexity of the Constitution is everybody gets to use what's on the books when they want to use what's on the books. The 10th Amendment argument is usually a conservative Republican argument to say, listen, whatever the federal government can't do once their authority ends, the states can do what they want. We have heard this forever. It's literally part of what Republicans have talked about when it comes to education, including the Trump administration. Now, basically, it's on the other side of this. If the federal government is allowed to at least pause sending out SNAP benefits, and you have this working through the federal courts, the 10th Amendment could also be a shield in saying that states can do what they want for their residents and constituents. So if they choose with their money to send out money to their folks, the federal government, by way of the 10th Amendment, doesn't have a right to interfere with that. So this is going to be very interesting. If, let's say, the Trump administration goes back to the federal courts and say, and by the way, the people at the state level, the Shapiros of the world, are overstepping their authority by sending out these funds by way of state funds, there's going to be a legal argument to say the 10th Amendment allows us to do this because this is not exclusively your purview. There won't even be able to say, well, we provide national, let's say, subsidies, ironically enough, when it comes to health care. The states are going to also be able to say, and we do the same. There is a delineation. The feds have control over what the federal government does. We at the state level have control over what we do at the state level.
After that transpired and SNAP beneficiaries got their money for the month, the governor went off on J.D. Vance, saying, and this went viral, as you know, saying that basically J.D. Vance wrote this story about him growing up in Appalachia, where many of those people are also recipients of SNAP. And he's not, you know, he's been very vocal about, you know, this shutdown and not opening up to at least feed the people. So that was the political, I mean, that was the hot potato over the weekend.
Well, one, very nice for one presidential candidate from 2028 to go
after.
You
think he's posturing?
Oh, yeah. But it doesn't mean, two things can be true, right, Larry? So he could be posturing and he can have a point. Now, this isn't the first time that people have gone after now Vice President Vance and said, hey, the guy that wrote the book that was running for Senate is very different than the number two that's currently in this administration. He has gotten critiqued culturally, he's gotten critiqued politically, and now he got this from Josh Shapiro. It's not a surprise. I mean, heck, I mean, recently Vance was critiqued for his comments at a Turning Point event saying that, hey, I really wish my wife would become Christian. Now, he had to walk those back.
I know that.
But he's running for president in 2028 while also trying to walk this line, and who he used to be is not the same. And this is a moment where the governor of Pennsylvania, who everybody knows wants to run in 2028, saw an opening politically and took it. And he took it effectively, to be quite honest with you.
That said, J.D. Vance might not be running in 28. Donald Trump says maybe he'll just stay.
Of course he did.
We got three more years till at least next year's midterms will be the tea leaves of what comes next. But do you believe that the election had any impact on what transpired at the end of the week when it comes to the shutdown and senators changing their votes, in this case, the Democrats?
Yes, because it gave the Democrats just enough of a lane to say, we had a point, we had big victories on Tuesday, and we're not going to wear the stink of this shutdown any more than we need to. To be able to say, and people are looking at this and saying, you still didn't get the premiums for healthcare. Well, they got people returning to work that were furloughed, and they got back pay for everybody. I mean, there's millions of people that are going to sit there and say, that's a huge win, because that was not guaranteed until the negotiation that led to the votes last night. That is enough for the Democrats to say, we fought for you. We got something that this administration did not care to do for you with their bill in July and has not been doing for you since the shutdown. Ride with us for the next year. And once we get control of the House and even possibly the Senate, we can try to change government to be more effective for you.
We're with Lenny McAllister in the Big K Morning Show. Also want to talk to you about the practical parts of what happens now since that special vote took place. 60-40.
Yes.
With this special opportunity, the open to government through January.
January 30th.
Myra Rush in studio from our newsroom. Tamara, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
What is trending, T?
Well, you guys know that I'm not a Steelers fan. We already talked about that. But the Tomlinisms really grate my gear.
Okay.
So, I mean, the standard and the standard and all of that crazy stuff, right? It's like, what is he saying? What is he talking about? So I just searched and came up with my own Tomlinisms.
Oh, you got your own?
I got a couple. I got a few. Here's one. We don't fear the storm, but we do bring an umbrella just in case.
Is this your own?
Yes!
I like it.
I think that's brilliant. I mean, that's profound. I actually literally made me nod my head and say, yes.
Yes, T.
Oh, God. Yes, T. It's like, can you come up with some...
Well, you know who's coming up with some?
Who?
Our own producer, Erin Farragonia.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Erin, oh, really?
Oh, yeah. She's
not intentionally. They just come out.
Oh, okay. Mine were better than
it's
yours.
Rubbing off.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't know that.
Since she's gotten more into football she got married.
This is what we call black girl magic.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, Tamara, hold on to these, please.
Okay, yes, here's one. If everyone is running to the left, maybe the right is the new left.
Very good. Wow.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm going to use that on election night next year.
My goodness. Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
There you go.
Here's one. And here's one. I was just saying, this is the last one. Pressure separates the great from the good. How you respond defines who you are.
Wow. Yeah. Now you're getting really philosophical.
Right. That one's poetic.
God. But anyway. Those
you didn't realize
cute.
That Tamara's like middle name is Confucius. I didn't.
Yes, right.
You got to look at her. You got to look at her ID.
I'm like, I listen, and it just grazed my gears. I'm just sitting there, and it's like, if I were a sports reporter sitting in the news in a press conference, I would just like literally laugh. It just never makes sense to me all. Just the standard is the standard. What else would the standard be?
Paul played. He said, we stunk it up, we'll get better. That was the summation of the game.
What?
That wasn't, deep Tomlinisms.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I mean, some of them
we're sick of playing Indians in their cowboy movies.
It's like, this is one of his, I believe. We will be relentless in our pursuit of excellence. Okay, what else would you be? Like, I just don't understand.
Take it easy.
But anyway, that's your guy.
We're going to be better.
That's your guy. Anyway.
What else is trending?
Michael Jackson is trending.
I saw the
trailer.
Did you
see that? The trailer is hit 116.2 million views in 24 hours. It beat Taylor Swift's The Eras Tour with 96.1 million. Bob Marley, One Love, 60.1 million. And The Bohemian Rhapsody, 57.6 million. And I just played the song. Billie Jean.
Did a remix.
Yes! Thank you!
I understand that the young man playing Michael is related to Michael.
Jafar Jackson. It's his legendary uncle will explore Michael's rise from Jackson 5, frontman to the king of pop. Do you remember, what's your favorite Michael Jackson songs?
Oh, there were so many good ones.
There's so many.
Beat It.
Of course, Beat It, Thriller.
Mine is Smooth Criminal.
Smooth Criminal.
And we're naming these songs. It's not just the music. MTV should be genuflecting every time the name Michael Jackson is said. Because between Beat It, even Billie Jean, even though it wasn't a great video, Billie Jean, Beat It, Thriller, and Smooth Criminal, even Bad.
Bad.
Between those five videos.
But there were others too.
One of my favorite was I did at my wedding when I got married. My son, it was my kids. We did.
Remember the Time?
Remember the Time.
That's another classic.
How about this one?
Aaron don't know what that is. You just literally excluded Aaron from the conversation.
You sucked the life right out of him.
No, I literally was
come
like,
on, man.
Hold on. Hold on.
Oh, God. Okay. Oh, my
Jackson
God.
5?
No. I got a question for you, Aaron. Is Michael Jackson singing to a cat, a lion, or a mouse?
A rat. I saw the movie Willard.
Yes.
I was going to say a mouse.
No,
it's
a rat.
It was a rat.
It's a rat.
It was a trick question.
Where did you find it?
Not even a cuddly mouse. Like Mickey. A rat.
Talk about buzzkill.
Like pizza rat.
I'm mad. They talk about buzzkill. Oh my goodness. We were here jamming and he starts playing some old
Wesley Snipes was in this video. Song. Did you know that trending with T?
What?
Wesley Snipes was in this video.
No.
He is an extra in the Bad video.
I'm going to have to go look at it.
Okay.
I love it. Michael Jackson.
T is trending.
I'm trending.
Thank you.
Okay.
But she doesn't have sequined socks on this morning, everybody, so don't get disappointed.
She's trending with her own sayings.
Or I don't have one glove, but I have one love.
You could say hee-hee.
Nice. Look at you on a Monday. Thank you. Ben, check it out.
Check it out.
Check out the movie Willard. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with my Monday 8 o'clock hour guest in studios, Lenny McAllister. So, Lenny, big weekend for a lot of people, but again, dialing back to Friday, SNAP benefits replaced in Pennsylvania for the month, which much to the delight of the 2 million people who receive some of those benefits, then walked back by the Supreme Court saying, hey, not so fast. There's a hold on it. And it looks like it'll take the rest of this week to answer the legal part. Then you have the air travel catastrophe for many.
Yes.
10,000 delays and cancellations over the weekend, and it looks like more on the way, even though it looks like there is movement. What's the best case scenario for this shutdown to be officially over?
Probably Friday. The Senate's going to have to formalize everything, send this bill over to the House. The House is not going to likely be back until midweek. They've been out of session since September.
Why?
Among other things, they knew the shutdown was coming. We haven't said the name Epstein on our hourly segment, and I think we're contractually obligated to do that. Well, the House Republicans don't want us to say that word Epstein, so you still had that going on. And you had the midterms, you know, that people were preparing for. They were helping to campaign for other people for this year's races in places such as New York. I mean, Elise Stefanik announced her gubernatorial run. She was trying to use some of what the momentum was going on with the municipal races to get ready for that announcement in New York. You have the same thing going on in other states where you have senators running for re-election in 26, so they were using the municipal elections in 25 to try to build momentum, try to announce candidacies and the like. So they used that as a convenient excuse to get out of town, but they're going to have to come back now, and they're going to have to face the same airport confusion that the rest of the nation's facing to get back to D.C.
I hope some of them get stuck.
Oh, they will. You know that's going to happen. There's 435 people. Somebody's due to have a cancellation if they have to fly through Atlanta some kind of weird way, or they have to fly through New York some type of weird way. If you're a congressperson from Arkansas, Alabama, Louisiana, you're going to have to go through Atlanta to get to D.C.
Don't they just flash their badge and say, take me to our leaders?
Well, that and they get into a spaceship and do the same exact thing, right?
Okay. In this modern age, why can't we figure out an emergency circumstances? Can't we do an electronic vote? Why?
You don't want to do that and run the risk of fraud. I would not do that.
Well, they did it during COVID.
That was literally a pandemic. I can understand for a pandemic where you don't want Congress people contracting a potentially deadly disease. It's not the same for this. Get in a car, get on a plane, get on a train, and get there. Bottom line, honestly, they shouldn't have left. So go through the toil, the trauma of serving people that you're paid at least $180,000 a year to serve.
Yeah. Feed the people and eliminate this traffic nightmare for a lot, and pay the deserving people
and send
to
people
do their jobs.
And send people back to work, because there are some people that are working without getting paychecks. There are some people that are not working at all. So you have both of those instances. You now have people that are going to have to be reinstituted to their jobs. So you have the whole aspect of that. And you know, let's just humanize this. When you have people that you haven't seen in 2 months, including some coworkers that you may not have liked, that end up coming back because of this whole rigmarole, there is a dynamic you have to deal with. There's a level of professional healing that needs to transpire as a result. Let's get back on track for that. Now, ideally, like I said, by the end of the week, this ends. The Democrats can take their win. The Republicans can claim that they held firm on this and the Democrats caved. And at least we can get through the holiday season, get to January, and in essence, prepare to fight this all over again.
Is it true Chuck Schumer doesn't like this vote?
Probably not. There are two camps for the Democrats. One was, look at what Tuesday showed us. Look at Trump's approval rating. It continuously goes down. The Republicans are wearing this. Let them wear this. Let's make this stretch out as long as possible. It will help us in 2026. Schumer's in that camp. And then there are others that are saying, we got as much of a win as we're going to get. They're not going to acquiesce on the premiums until this government is reopened. And too many of our constituents are now feeling the pain. And if everybody gets to Thanksgiving travel without this being resolved, everybody's going to wear this. And there's going to be political casualties across the board in 2026. Let's take our win. Let's leave the blackjack table now while we can.
Lenny McAllister will get a final word coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.